Hey, this is Chris. Before we start, here's just a quick thing. As you know, Daily Photo Tips with Chris is a free show. You can get it for free in iTunes or download it for free directly from the website dailyphototipswithchris.com, and it comes out almost daily. However, producing the show is not really free. There's time and resources that go into it. And one of the reasons the show hasn't exactly been daily for a while is that it's not always easy to justify producing a free show if you've got to find paid work to get some bread on your plate. So in order to offset some of that cost and time that goes into making the show, I've decided to make the back catalog of the Daily Photo Tips available for purchase. Now, it would be kind of silly to try to sell something that's available for free. So in order to make that an easy decision, I've started to package the episode in packs of 10, like shows 1 to 10, 11 to 20, and so forth. And into each of those packs, I'm throwing in an exclusive ebook that goes into more depth on those episodes and shows example images and explains things from a written angle, just a totally different angle of approach here. Now, there's a different ebook for every 10 episodes, and it's exclusive to this package, so you won't get this any other way. The price for a song on iTunes is up to $129. The price for one of these Daily Photo Tips packages is $4.99 each. But again, what you'll get is 10 episodes nicely packaged up, plus the exclusive ebook that you can't get anywhere else. And to make that decision even easier, for a limited time only, there's a 20% discount. And the discount code is up on the website at dailyphototipswithchris.com. Thank you. And now, welcome to Daily Photo Tips with Chris. My name is Chris Marquardt, and this is your daily, almost daily dose of photography. I've got to change that tagline, your almost daily dose of photography. All right, today I want to talk about foreground and background. And you probably have heard people tell you that, hey, if your photography, you've got to watch the background because it'll interfere with the foreground. but the question is, what to watch for? That's it's easy to say, hey, watch the background, but most photographers won't be able to tell you what to watch for. So we want to go through a few of those things, and one I want to talk about today, and that is, do things from the background join with things in the foreground? What I'm talking about is, let's see, lines, for example, very typical thing. Is there any line in the background that joins with a line in the foreground, that continues a line or crosses it in a weird angle? These are the kind of things you might want to avoid if you want to give your subject more strength in the picture. Are there any colors that don't work together from the background and the foreground? Are there any things in the background that join the foreground in another awkward way? Let's say a lamppost growing out of a head or a shoulder. I've recently seen a picture of someone. this was a picture that someone took in Nepal, in Kathmandu, where it's a nice portrait of a person. The problem is that perspectively in the background, there's another person pushing a cart of some sort, a push cart, and the size-wise, it looks like this person in the background is pushing that cart into the ear of the person in the foreground. So these are the kind of things you want to try to avoid in order to help strengthen your subject. That was it for today. My name is Chris Marquardt. Thanks for being tuned in. You can find out more about me at chrismarquardt.com. That's Chris, MarquardT.com. Thank you. Talk to you again tomorrow. Happy shooting.